The role of Quran in formation of Islamic civilizations. Since Quran was revealed to Prophet Muhammad more than 1400 years ago, the Holy Book has been the reference for Muslims in all aspects of life. During the centuries, Muslims have developed sciences, cultures, and civilizations based on Quran. Iran's Ministry of Culture and Islamic Guidance held a seminar on the sideline of the 21st International Holy Quran Exhibition in Tehran to discuss the subject. The seminar deals with how Quran has affected civilizations in Islamic countries. Through centuries, Islam and Quran have caused impressive changes in Muslim societies. Dozens of Muslim scholars and elites from different countries were present in the event, together with Iranian officials, including the Minister of Culture and Islamic Guidance.
All the current and future civilizations have been touched upon in Quran. In this seminar, we are to shed light on those issues. No civilization will survive in the future unless it relies upon valuable and divine teachings of Quran.
Nowadays, the effect of Quranic teachings have resulted in formation of a new Islamic civilization, which has been the foundation for Islamic awakening in a number of Muslim countries, including Tunisia, Libya, Egypt, and Bahrain. Muslim nations throughout the world have been inspired by Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution. Many freedom seekers in Muslim countries believe that the Islamic Revolution in Iran can be a perfect example for nations who want to stand united against the Western hegemony.
Nowadays, we can see the realization of Quranic teachings and principles in Muslim countries. After decades that oppressive rulers controlled the nations and their wealth, Muslims came to the conclusion that a change was necessary. That's why Islamic awakening, which had been started by Iran's Islamic Revolution, was repeated in other countries.
Quran, as a constructor of civilizations, continues to inspire Muslims, and many scholars are waiting for the second wave of Islamic awakening in the world. Ehsan Kevani, Press TV, Tehran.